I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
A case of seller beware. We all know the saying buyer beware, but sometimes it's also seller beware. Jeju Silvers, an American, sold a Ford Explorer car on Craigslist, only to end up being caught over it. He did win, but it's an odd story. The sale. The Explorer was 10 years old and had 90,000 miles on the clock, so it wasn't worth a fortune. Drew was open about the condition of the vehicle in the advert and indicated that it had repairs carried out a month previously. The sales document specified sold as seen, and he included the repair docket in the sales package. The buyer was happy and paid $3,300 and drove off in the vehicle. A couple of days later, Drew received a long, irritated ramble about how the car was choking, shaking and running extremely rough. Drew replied but couldn't see how this had been treated, been driving it for the last month with no problems at all. The buyer insisted he wanted his money back, but it was a sold-as-seen transaction. About 3 months later, Drew was summoned to county court over the car. The buyer had claimed damages, but when the case started, he changed his claim to fraud, which meant the case had to be cancelled and moved to Supreme Court instead. Months later, the case was started. Drew and his witness attended and presented the signed bill of sale, which the buyer denied signing, but his signature matched other documents that he had admitted to. The judge told the buyer that he had no case, was well aware that the as-is bill of sale was perfectly legitimate, and it wouldn't matter anyway because they're in the state of Georgia, which falls under the buyer beware rule. All concerned were then angrily asked to leave the courtroom as the judge's face turned red. Be careful when buying or selling, and always keep the correct documentation. I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.